That's all ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum got himself into a fine mess when he promised to get Miss Emmeline a train reservation to Seattle through the influence of a personal but non-existent friendship with the president of the line. To make it worse, Miss Emmeline turned down a chance to get a reservation yesterday because she was sure Lum was getting it for her. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Fine quality, friends, is something all of us like to get whenever we buy something. And that's just what you get when you buy Alka-Seltzer made by the Miles Laboratories. You see, Miles Prestige is built on 60 years of quality. That's why when you overdo by keeping your regular hours on weekends or take too much exercise, you can call on Alka-Seltzer with confidence. Overdoing, you know, can lead to stiff, sore, aching muscles or an occasional dull, dreary headache. But when you have Alka-Seltzer on hand, real relief can be yours in no time at all. So see your druggist before your weekend starts and get a package of Real Relief Alka-Seltzer tablets. Don't delay. Get it today. Get Alka-Seltzer made by the Miles Laboratories. Your assurance of the best is Miles Prestige, built on 60 years of quality. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store pouring out his heart to Abner.
Well, there it is, Abner. I've admitted the whole thing to you.
Yeah.
I don't even know a brakeman on the railroad, much less a president.
Yeah, well, I could tell that all along, Mom. I know that.
I just don't know which way to turn to try to get Miss Emmeline a train reservation now. I've just wrecked my brain. I can't think of no way.
Well, did you try calling the ticket agent there at the county seat and just getting one the regular way?
Oh, yeah, I done that right off the bat.
Oh.
But it was too late.
It was, huh?
Yeah, I've tried every way I know of. It just looks like I'm whipped.
Well, Lum, you ought never to have bragged on yourself so much to Miss Emmeline and told her you were such good friends with the railroad president. If you hadn't, this never would have happened to you.
I know it, I know it. I don't know why I say such things as that, Abner. Or to have my head examined, I guess. Or to be bored for the samples.
Yeah.
I'm just an idiot, looks like.
Oh, well, now...
No, I am.
No, now you oughtn't to go that far, Lum. It's natural for a fella to brag on himself, I guess. Just human nature.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Only trouble with me is I've just got too much human nature, looks like. I overdone it.
Yeah, you did that.
What am I going to do, Abner? There she is with her valise all packed, and she's told all the scholars goodbye, and they've given her a present, a big basket of grapes and oranges.
Well, that's nice. She would have enjoyed them all right.
Well, she even hired Maud Toops to teach in her place while she's gone.
Well, it's going to be hard to talk Maud out of that, too.
Well, that's the least of my worries.
It is, huh?
No, Abner, I might as well admit it. I'm in love with Miss Emily.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I am. I know it.
Well,
I can't stand to think of turning out to be such a big disappointment to her.
Disappointment?
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, doggies, you're more than just a disappointment to her. You're the cause of her missing out on her trip. And you're the one that's making her miss her little sister's wedding, too.
Abner, don't say that. Bad enough.
Well, it's the truth, Lum. If you'd have admitted to her that you couldn't get her no reservation, why, then she could have been trying to get one for herself.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
Facts is, that's what you'd better do right now, too.
No, I'm afraid it's too late for anything. She's planning to leave tomorrow.
Well, I doggies, you better call her up then and tell her the truth right this minute before it gets any later.
Yes, I know I ought to, but I just can't bring myself to tell her.
What, Lum, you've got to do it. That's all there to it. Now go on, call her up.
This ain't the sort of thing you can explain to a woman over the telephone.
All right. Go over there and see her then.
Well, it ain't the kind of a thing you can explain to a woman to her face, neither.
Well, now, listen, Lon. You've got to tell Miss Emmeline something.
Howdy.
Hey, howdy, Grandpap. Lon, you've got to talk
to her. You want
to
finish that checker game we started this morning, Abner?
Yeah, just a minute, Grandpap.
Have you still got the board set up?
Yeah.
You ain't moved none of the men, have you?
No, it's just like we left it. See it right over there on the counter. Look at it for yourself.
Oh,
you
I better check on that.
Go ahead, check.
I recollect just where all the men was located at, too.
Now, listen, Lon. Wait a minute. Look there. There she goes across the street there, Lon.
Uh-huh.
Right over there. Now, this is your chance. You just go out there and talk to her and tell her all about it now before it's too late.
I just can't do it, Abner. Stop shoving me.
Well, you go ahead now. You've got to tell her the truth. That's all there to it now. You've always told me that. Tell the truth. That's
all right. If it don't work out, so it's your fault.
All right. I don't care.
Hey, wait a minute. This man here's been moved, Abner.
It ain't no such a thing.
It was sitting right over there when I left this morning. Now it's right here. Looky there.
Let me see. Doggy, you must have moved it yourself, then.
I never done no such a thing. Why would I move a man to help you?
Well, all right. Put it back in. I don't care, Doggy. We're starting no argument. The board might have just got juggled around a little. I don't know.
Bet your life I'll move the pigeon-toed thing back.
Well, move it back, All right. Just move it back. Do you any good. It's my turn to move, though. You recollect that, don't you?
Well, I don't know where it is or not.
It is, don't it?
Go ahead, though.
I know it's my turn, because you moved that man right there just before we had to stop playing this morning.
All right. Go ahead and be first. I don't care if you want to cheat.
I ain't cheating. Just want to be honest. Forget what my plan was. Now I had you beat there somewhere.
Where was Lum going in such a hurry?
Huh?
I say, where was Lum going in such a hurry?
Oh, I seen Miss Emmeline going across the street there, and I wanted him to talk to her.
Miss Emmeline, you say?
Yeah. And I believe I'll move that little man right there.
You know, that reminds me, Abner.
Go ahead and play. Don't talk so much, Grandpa.
Well, that reminds me. I got a telegram to deliver to her.
To Miss Emily?
Yeah. Just recollected it. I'm on my way to her place when I come in here. I reckon I better get on over there.
Well, wait a minute. Make another move first. You got time for that. She ain't home no way.
Well, I hate to hold up the telegraph service, though. You know how I take a pride in my delivery job.
I know you do.
I like to rush them right through.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yes, sir. I believe that's the man for me to move right there.
That's good, good. I was hoping you'd move that.
Well, wait a minute.
That's your move. You taking your hand off. That's a move.
Let it go. Nobody can do me much damage, no way.
You'll see, doggy. You'll see.
I ought to get this telegram delivered.
Yeah, you ought to, Grandpap.
Maybe if I'd rush out now, I could catch up with her.
I don't think she wants to be interrupted right now, Grandpap. Her and Lorma are having us talk about something.
I like to see these telegrams right through. Get them right through on time.
Well, that's a good idea. All right, yeah. Go ahead and move. Sure move. I'll move that one right there.
Reckon I got time?
Why, sure. For one move, sure.
I have to study, you know.
Well, study fast. That's the thing to do.
Let's see here.
What did the telegram say, Grandpa?
Huh?
I say, what's in that telegram?
Abner, I'm studying here. Don't interrupt me.
Oh, Father.
And can't play checkers less than he concentrates on the game. I've always said that.
Well, just tell me what the telegram said.
I don't know what it says. Besides, it ain't very interesting.
It ain't, huh?
No. It says that some boy's order's been changed, so some wedding has been called off or something like that.
Oh, well, if it, wedding's been called off.
Yes, see here.
Why, that's wonderful.
Huh?
That's the wedding that Miss Emmeline was supposed to go to. Her little sister and some boy in the neighborhood.
Oh, and she never wanted them to get married, huh?
Well, no, but she wanted to get out there for the wedding. I dog is now she don't have to go. Lum saves yours or her.
What are you talking about?
Well, don't you recollect Lum was supposed to get her a train reservation because he was such good friends with the railroad president. And natural, he couldn't do it. He was bragging.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Facts is, that's what he went out there to talk to her about just now, Grandpap. Just stop her and talk to her and admit the whole truth to her.
Tell her he couldn't get no reservation, son.
Yeah, yeah. But dog, this is good news for Olam. This is his lucky day.
Well, yeah, I reckon I better get over there with this telegram and rush it through.
Yeah, you better. Wait a minute. Did you move yet?
No, I never.
Well, you better do that real fast, then.
Yeah, let me see here. Really ought to be on the way, though.
Yeah.
The telegraph ain't on time.
You ought to be delivering. What?
Take pride in being the speediest telegram deliver boy this town's ever had.
Yeah, well, you are, Grandpa. And Lom's the luckiest feller in town, I'll say that for him.
Why is he so lucky?
Why, because now he won't have to get that reservation for her, see?
Oh,
she don't have to go if her sister ain't going to get married.
Natural. There's my move. Now I better be on my way.
Wait just a minute. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Didn't you move one of my men there? Which one did you move?
That one right there, Smarty.
Oh. Yeah. Thought you'd move this one here.
Well, here, I can't argue with you. I got to be on my way.
You move there. Right there, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, Grandpap, I don't know.
Kind of stops you, don't it?
No. I believe I'm setting a trap for you here.
I doubt that.
Let's see now if I move.
Hurry up, so I can make one more move before I leave. Got to rest, you know.
Yeah, don't rest me.
Got my reputation to think about. Speedy Spears. Hurry up, Ed.
Don't rest me, Grandpap. Just take it easy.
I've got to be on my way.
Couldn't move that now. I'll tell you, why don't you just call up over there, Grandpap, and read the telegram on the telephone? They do that in the big cities out here.
They do?
Why, sure. And that'll give more time for us to concentrate on the game here, too.
Yeah, sure. Save me a lot of footwork, too.
Why, sure it will.
Believe I'll just get on the phone. All right, Jiminy, wait a minute. Here comes old Lum back.
Huh? Lum? All right, Dogies, now we can tell him the good news. Oh, he'll just be plumb.
What is the good news?
That Miss Emily don't have to make a deal about the telegram. Yeah, howdy, Lum, you lucky critter.
Lucky?
Yeah, wait till you hear the good news. Lump, Grandpap's got a telegram from Miss Emmeline telling her that the wedding has been called off.
Huh?
So now she don't have to make that trip out there. Ain't that good?
Oh, why didn't I know that 20 minutes ago?
Huh?
You know, when I told her what I'd done, she broke down and cried.
Cried?
Blamed me for making her miss out on her sister's wedding and I don't know what all.
She did.
And then she said she was going to resign from her teaching job and leave Pine Ridge forever.
Oh, my goodness alive.
And next week she's aiming to tell the school board exactly why she's doing it. I tell you, Abner, I'm a broke-hearted and ruined.
Looks pretty bad for Lum. But then there's always a chance that he'll be able to get back into Miss Emmeline's good graces. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Has it ever occurred to you folks that when you feel all out of sorts during the day, it may be that you didn't sleep well the night before? It's those restless, wakeful nights, generally brought on by nervous tension, that make you jittery and cranky. Now, I wonder, have you ever tried Miles Nervine when you can't sleep? Thousands have found that it can bring restful nights. For more than 60 years, Miles Nervine has been helping people to relax. It's a mild but effective sedative that helps to relax nervous tension and permit refreshing sleep. It tends to replace that tight nervous feeling with a sense of calm and relaxation. Your druggist has Miles Nervine in liquid and effervescent tablets. The tablets come in 35 and 75 cent sizes. The liquid at 25 cents and $1. Like all effective medicinal products, you'll naturally want to use caution. Use only as directed. Remember, for restful nights and tension-free days, ask your druggist for Miles Nervine. Yes, to relax and sleep well, remember Miles Nervine. It's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.